The Property Pod. Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to the latest edition of The Property Pod, South Africa's leading property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this MoneyWeb weekly show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive property industry. The multi-billion rand Zimbali Lakes development has been on the cards on the burgeoning KwaZulu-Natal North Coast for over 15 years and is now making significant headway. It is being developed by IFA Hotels and Resorts. I believe it's IFA, which is listed on the Kuwait Stock Exchange. And IFA first invested on the North Coast back around the early 2000s when it bought into the flagship Zimbali Coastal Resort that was done by Tongaat Ulett at the time. That was a long time ago, and Tongaat hasn't been involved in Zimbali for over a decade. When IFA Hotels and Resorts initially invested back in 2003 or so, it was touted as one of the largest foreign direct investments in SA's residential and tourism industry. But the big news out this week is that the group have roped in the Big Easy, SA's golfing icon Ernie Els, to be involved in the landmark championship golf course at Zimbali Lakes. The course is touted to be SA's most significant golf course development in over a decade. And to tell us more about the Big Easy coup and overall development is Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Operations at Zimbali Lakes. Welcome to the Property Pod, Wayne. I hope I got your position correct.
Yes, all good. Thank you, Suren. You got it 100% spot on. Thank you. And quite excited to share all the news with you.
Yes, it is a coup of sorts for Zimbali Lakes. How did that come about?
You know, Suren, I mean, not many people will know that listening to this, but I'm actually a PGA professional by trade. So I know many of the touring professionals in the country, and Ernie is one of them that I've got to know many, many years ago when I started in the industry back in the early 1990s. And we played a fair amount of golf at the likes of Fancourt and around. So, you know, knowing Ernie and understanding the brand of what they have and the brand that we have, it's a natural fit to take something that has an international flair to it, you know, because, I mean, Zimbali brand really has not only a local, it's iconic development, but internationally, it's also well-known. There's many tourists that do come and stay in KZN and specifically go to Zimbali Coastal Estate. So, you know, bringing these two brands together was a natural sort of progression for us to move forward. And it started very simply on an idea of saying, you know, let's create something very special from you know, we don't have a fully scaled driving range. We don't want to do anything what we do. We want to do it half-baked. So we said, let's create something that's really, really special and put in an EPGA academy there, which really comes at a totally different level to the majority of what you'd see anywhere around the world, to be honest. So, and that sparked a whole lot of more conversations and more discussions. And so this thing grew, which we'll chat a little bit more about. But that's really how it started, was really with us talking about how we create a very, very unique experience from an academy, a driving range perspective, and then that led to all the other discussions as well.
Well, Ernie is an icon, as I said, so I'm sure it'll have some branding benefits for the Zimbali development overall. But what will the partnership entail? As I understand, it will be more than the Big Easy being involved in the design of the golf course.
Yes, absolutely. So as I said, the initial discussions were around an academy. And as we got talking, you know, we thought, yeah, we still got a whole golf course to construct and build. And let's get Ernie involved in the design of the golf course as well. And then call it Ernie our signature golf course. And that was the next progression. And with the academy coming and doing what we did, we said, well, why don't we now create a sort of a scholarship accommodation, which is really the Ernie Els suite. So we've designed, Ernie Els suites. There's 60 of them, can cater up to 240 students at any given time. These can also be rented out to go for people that want to come to the Golf Academy for a week session to fix their drives to come and play golf and do, you know, just all the amenities that we have at Zimbali Lakes. So, the, you know, it incorporates now the Ernie L Suites as well, which then has an education part tied to that, which will bring a huge amount of, I believe, international and national investment into our area, because people, the kids will want to come to this academy and like Ernie, become a Hall of Famer one day. You know, that's really what this is about. That's the level that we're projecting on this. Then it got into bigger discussion, said, well, if we're going to go this far, Ernie's got some great wines. We as South Africans love wines. They're predominantly down in the Cape. You know, why don't we get the Big Easy involved and create a Big Easy pub and grill within our clubhouse? And the reason we did that is because it comes with the name, comes really family. It's, you know, it speaks to families going into that type of environment. It's not an upmarket restaurant that you want to go and sit and just, you know, you can't talk, can't make a noise. This is an estate that we're in. So it's going to incorporate the Big Easy pub and grill and a wine cellar, which would not only be the Ernie Els fantastic wines that he produces down in the Cape in Stellenbosch, but also some of the great South African wines that will go with that. And then the biggest one of them all, really, for me, is getting Ernie. Ernie's decided to build a residence at Zimbali Lakes in a newly released part of our development called Totali Views. It's really the creme de la creme of our estate. It's got views of ocean, lakes, golf course, wetlands, forests. It really is stunning. So it's you know, that's just come to the market. So Ernie's going to be building a residence on site. And I suppose the next question would be, is he going to live here permanently? Well, Ernie's an international golfer. He lives, his primary home is in Florida, but he does own a house in Wentworth. He's got one up at Leopard Creek, and he'll have one at Zimbali Lakes now as well. So when in residence and in the area here, this will be a home away from home for him as well. So we're very, very excited about that. I think that really shows you the buy-in and the credibility of the two brands together. So yeah, that's where this is growing, and I don't think it's going to end there. There's other possibilities that we are discussing with Ernie and his team, you know, to take this collaboration even further.
Well, we'll be keen to hear about those as they come about. Yeah, quite a number of things that's going to come out of the Ernie Els partnership. Just for our listeners, for a little bit more insight, can you give us an update on the overall multi-billion rand project being led by IFA Hotels and Resorts? Because as I mentioned earlier, it's been on the cards for a long time.
Yes, it has, Suren. You know, I mean, these type of developments, and I've been involved in golf estate, primarily golfing estate developments for the last just over 30 years, 32 years now. And, you know, these things don't happen overnight. And Zimbali Lakes is no different. You know, I think the planning started as early back in 2005, 2006. Then there was challenges with regards to, you know, business ideas between Tongaat Hewlett and IFA, and just in the, how they wanted this development to be. And that stopped the development for some time within developing the estate. Eventually, IFA bought Tongaat Hewlett out of the development. And then obviously, you know, we've had the natural kind of disasters in our area, you know, the floods and the various bits and pieces. But however, one of the biggest impacts that was also on our development, and it was prior to me joining the company, was where there was some forum activity on site, which really stopped the development for just short of a year, you know, just to resolve all of those issues and that. And I think that's been a common thread throughout the industry. And, you know, so that had an impact on us. The economy has had an impact at certain stages through that. However, you know, we made a strategic decision 4 years ago within the company that we're not going to tell people what we're going to do on the development. So we said we're going to keep quite quiet for a little while. We're going to get stuck in the ground and we're going to start developing. And we did that. We started to put our infrastructure in. We started constructing the golf course. Security fencing went up, security gate house. And we said we're rather going to tell people what we've done rather than what we're going to do. And because, you know, it's I think we see this so often in development, where people tell somebody what they're planning to do, but they never end up executing it. So we said we're going to put our money where our mouth is, and we're going to start developing and tell people what we've done. And I think that's worked so well for us, you know. So, you know, the total development costs on site here, and I'm talking just infrastructure for your main services, is around 1.6 billion rand for the development, and that excludes any top structure. We've currently spent just over 800 million on the development to date. And we're proud to say that we're actually debt-free. You know, we're not encumbered on any bank. So, you know, the development itself is very de-risked, if you want to put it that way. Our sales have been good. We're sitting on about 1.1, 1.2 billion rands worth of developer sales that we've done to date. And we've still got about 1.4, 1.5 billion to go. So, you know, it's, I think the estate is very well positioned now. And, you know, if all goes well in the economy in the next year or so, we tend to think things are going to start turning by the end of this year. I think we're well poised for some really, really good success over the next couple of years.
Thanks for that, Wayne. You kind of answered my next question around the delay, but when it was launched, I think I was at the launch back in 2008 or 2010, and Gary Player was brought in at that time. Obviously, Ernie Els is now involved with the golf side of the development, but can you share some of the key components of the overall development besides the golf course? The residential estate is there, but to give people a little bit of insight into the design, because it's called Zimbali Lakes. It's next to Zimbali Coastal Resort, but it doesn't have a direct beach access like the initial development. But its overall scale, it's quite a significant project.
Absolutely. You know, we call ourselves a three-generational estate, number one, and we also call ourselves a 15-minute estate. So the three-generational estate is based on the fact that you can have three generations of family living on our estate. You could have the grandparents living in the retirement village, which has already been sold and in the planning to start. We're hoping that it'll start this year, which is the Evergreen Group. They do the lap rights on the project, and they really, really got an incredible property. And they're probably the leading construction people within that sector of the market. So, you know, that's going to be great. So you can have the grandparents living here. You can have the parents living in a beautiful single residential home looking over the lakes. And then you can have the young professionals, you know, the 20 to 30-year-olds that are in the family coming up and buying a small apartment within the development. So, you know, that's why we call it the three-generational. We call it a 15-minute estate because you're really 15 minutes away from anything and everything that you could possibly need. I mean, the airport's 12 minutes away from us. We've got private hospital, 2.8 Ks up the road. We've got five private schools within a 10-kilometer radius of the entire development. You've got shopping centers. You've got, you know, there's just everything. You've got beaches on our doorstep. And by the way, we do have actually access directly onto the beach. We've got a beach clubhouse site on the southern part of our property. So we got access directly under the M4 highway in a couple of places within the development because we straddle over the M4. And that has access directly to the beach. What makes this development so unique and compared to so many around us is we have such a diversity of offerings. You know, those diversity of offerings is obviously the beach clubhouse. We got 20 hectares of lake, which border on the ocean as well. Beautiful wetlands. We've got an 18-hole golf course. We've got a shopping center called in our Totali precinct that's going to come up in the next few years. Which will be constructed, which has residential retail. It's got hotel rights on it. That sits within our development, but outside of the security of that development. You can't compromise the security of a development. So the residents will have full access to those facilities on their doorstep. You know, we've got garage sites, we've got doctor's rooms and all, you know, as I said, the retirement village. There's cycling tracks, there's everything that you could possibly think of. So, you know, we have very, very diverse offering within the entire development. And that's really, really exciting for us. And we're pet friendly, which is wonderful. So, you're actually allowed to bring your furry pets with you. In actual fact, we do the fast and furriest walk here sort of three or four times a year where we allow people to bring their pets and come and experience the estate.
Thanks for all that insight, Wayne. So it's really going big guns on all the different elements. For readers that and listeners that might not be aware, Evergreen is part of the Amdek Group. So it's, you know, the part owners of Melrose Art in Johannesburg, and they've got quite a big presence in the Western Cape being based out of there. So yeah, there's definitely lots to watch out for. Wayne, just in terms of total size of the development value, you know, over its development period, how much is expected to be invested over the next perhaps 5 to 10 years?
So, Serena, it's a very hard number to give you when you're talking top structure. But I can tell you from as a master developer, you know, we're pumping 1.6 million into infrastructure. The golf course on itself is about, we're spending about 92 million on the golf course construction. We've got a planned clubhouse and sporting facilities. When I say it's an estate clubhouse and sporting facilities, this is in a similar area to where the EPGA Academy will be located. I mean, that's going to be 150 or 200 million rand spend just on those facilities. Then our Totali precinct, you know, we've done the feasibility on a Totali precinct, which is the mixed residential, the retail and the hotel routes and so forth. I mean, that's sitting in the region of about a 3.5 to 4 billion rand spend to develop all of that. It doesn't take it. That's just the development cost on it. And then you've got all your individual homes. You know, there's another, you know, another 1,500, 600 homes that will be built on site here in total, up and above what's on the Totali precinct. And, you know, it's, I would say if you went on conservatively and said the average house will be built at sort of 10 to 15 million rand, it's a massive number. It's billions and billions of rands. And then, you know, I always say to everybody, you know, everybody says how much, you know, what's it going to bring to the economy? And I think the biggest asset to the economy here is long term. You know, it's the jobs that are going to get created within our greater community. It's the pool services, the electricians, the plumbers, the gardeners, the domestic workers, you know, that's long-term income within a greater community that has a massive impact. When you're building a house, it has an impact on somebody's life for 18 months, and then the house was built, and they now need to find another income, you know. So that really excites me, and I think those are big numbers when you're talking 2,600 opportunities within a development like this. Then you've got the golf course maintenance, the verges, the maintenance, and your painting of homes, et cetera, et cetera. So that really is a number that's not quantifiable because it's just in perpetuity.
Well, the North Coast is definitely booming, and it seems to be back on the up post some of the issues that KZN has faced and the world with COVID and that sort of thing. But just a little bit of color in terms of IFA Hotels and Resorts. Why is it investing in the North Coast within the context of it was involved in initial Zimbali Coastal Resort when it developed the Fairmont, for example? It's no longer involved there because we reported that, you know, Capital purchased that property. But just give us some insight into the company and why it's investing in the North Coast. Or is that an obvious answer to that question?
No, I'd love to talk about that. And I think first of all, IFA as an international company has got a footprint in many countries around the world. They're primarily in the hotel sort of space. But we're one of the biggest developers, if not the biggest developer, on the Palms in Dubai. So, you know, they come with a huge track record, are listed on the stock exchange in Kuwait. And, you know, why the KZN North Coast? And I think, you know, over the last sort of 6 to 10 years, despite what's been thrown at the world or locally or internationally or within South Africa or locally in our specific region, this area has absolutely dominated. You know, it's just there's the property prices have continued to rise there and above what the average is in South Africa. I mean, there's still in the latest report that came out, I think there's on average on the North Coast, there's about 41 families moving to the KZN North Coast on a monthly basis. And that increased on last year, the count or the previous year count was, I think, 36 to 39 families. So it's actually getting bigger. So there's people are looking for a lifestyle. And I think COVID had a big impact on this, obviously. People are looking for a lifestyle. And you know, the KZN North Coast, specifically, we refer to the Balito area when we talk about the North Coast. It's well run. You know, our road structures are working well. They looked after. Our robots work when the power's out because we got the UIP involved with local community and the municipality. The beaches are clean. Our water is run by Caesar Water, which is an international company. It's not run by the local municipality. So that it runs well. We don't have sewage going into the ocean. So we can literally swim in our oceans, you know, all year round, which should be a privilege that everybody has everywhere. But the reality it is, that is what we have here. So this area is on a huge, huge growth. We've got Club Med coming up the North Coast, which I'm sure you'd be more than well aware of. I mean, that from an international perspective and marketing for this area is enormous. our golf course being the only golf course in South Africa being constructed with the estate of this caliber will add to that international flair. And we have a desire to start really tapping more into an international market, which we are doing already, and that's quite exciting. So, you know, I think when you look at all the indicators from a company perspective, where else would you want to be? This is an area that you want to be. I mean, why did Club Med choose the KZN North Coast and not the Western Cape as an example? This is where the growth is.
I can hear the passion there, Wayne. Out of interest, Ivory was IFA Hotels and Resorts. Believe it or not, at one stage was even listed on the JSE. International player, as Wayne mentioned. But Wayne, before you go, just some concluding remarks on the company. Besides Zimbali Lakes, is it involved in any other projects in South Africa? You don't have to go into the detail, but when it was listed, I remember that it was involved in a couple of other projects in other provinces, for example.
Yes, Seren, they did. I mean, they were involved in some projects in the Western Cape, which is now, I mean, they're fully out of those and de-invested in them, and they've come to an end. The only one that we're still involved in outside of this area is Legends up in the Waterberg, which we still own a big chunk of that, and there's plans. We've kind of been putting that land banking that for a while, focusing more on this development. But putting other projects in place there from farming point of view and game management and that kind of stuff. So I think in the coming years, there's going to be some exciting stuff that starts to happen within that development. But right now, it's just not ready for the market at the moment.
Wayne, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. I really appreciate your time. That was Wayne Kambeck, Senior Vice President of Operations at Zimbali Lakes, which is being developed by IFA Hotels and Resorts.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.